This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Show yourself, and how better to do that with the type of clothing you wear? Well, Painting is here to make you a painting. Or rather, Pink Street is here to make you a painting. Imagine going through all your clothes, but the combos are not communicating. And I remember, Nombisele and I go through this all the time. Like, it's not even a joke. When I say all the time, like every weekend, every time we have an event, we never know what to wear. And when we get there, we are looking the best than everyone. Your normal retail stores don't have anything to your liking, and an event is only a few days away, or sometimes even a few hours. Well, Pink Street is here to make your painting. The online store hooks one up with the trendy clothes that meet the fashion needs of university students. So we're joined on the line by Sharon Yara Alonrienku, who found her need in her college community, especially the female community, for affordable and well-designed clothing. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So tell us about your feet and how did you find your feet in fashion?
Okay, so growing up, I'd always been interested in fashion. I'd always liked to look better. I'd always liked to look extra. And so I realized that in my college, in my university, there was a gap in the market. My friends would always compliment me, you look nice, or my friends always ask me for advice on what to wear. I would hear some of my neighbors in the hostel complain, I'm going out, I don't know what to wear. And I realized that I sort of had the ability to pair clothes quite nicely and easily. And I was like, anyways, I'm looking to start a business and I've already failed in a business. So why don't I just give this a shot?
You know what I'm really enjoying about you already? The fact that you are a solution girl. You did not wait for someone else to come up with the solution. You said, I am going to do this. So, you know, what was your starting point for your, business? Because you're 20 years old. So I can imagine trying to knock on a funder's door, knock on an investor's door, how difficult it must be. Especially a 20-year-old African woman.
Mm.
So tell me about that.
Okay, so actually I'm 21.
Oh, hey, she got the key.
But actually, the very first capital I got was a gift from a friend.
Oh, wow. The friend's so your my key, friend, hey?
Yeah, it was a gift. My friend just gifted me money. And initially, you know how it's like when you get some amount of money, you start spending. So I was buying little things and everyone who had their birthday in that season was well taken care of. I was, doing little things with the money. But then at the end of the day, I was like, I have been looking to start a business. I've already failed in one. And there's one thing I like to say, I'd like to try and fail than to not try at all. So after I'd spent a good chunk of the money, I was like, anyways, you have to do this thing. So I just used the rest of the money and I went to the market, our local market. And I decided to go with a few things, a bit of everything to start. And that's how we got into Pink Street.
I want to get into a little bit deeper about also the naming and, you know, some of the processes that you have to go through to make sure that you deliver a quality product.
Channel Africa, unapologetically African, the African perspective.
Welcome back to it. So we're talking to a painting about a painting, man. We're talking to the founder of Pink Street, Sharon. So let's pick up from that. So from going to the market to now coming back with the materials, coming back with all sorts of ideas, when did you start saying, okay, I'm going to put this together to benefit my friends? Because I think that's where most businesses begin, you know? I remember even the development of Knit Florist. I'm not sure if you know about Knit Florist.
No, I don't know about Knit Florist.
Yeah, so Knit Florist is a global company that was developed. It's a gifting company essentially. So they deliver flowers, gifts, personalized. Mm-hmm. So it was actually a group of friends that sat together, and one of them was complaining about the fact that they were at work, but they wanted to deliver their wife flowers. So then they laughed and said, hey, ooh, how cool would it be to deliver that? And look where it is now, a global sensation. Ooh. And now I'm thinking about the friends that you're keeping as well. The fact that they know that you're starting a business and they're already following in that same path. For me, I think it's quite a beautiful thing as Africans that we need to start, you know, honing in. You know, the fact that already your community doesn't start with a lot of people. It starts with your friends, you know. So how do you now, you know, go from the material to now coming back home and implementing some of the ideas that you have?
So the very first restock, okay, let me call it the very first stocking, because it wasn't a restock, had just begun. The very first stocking, I was a little scared. And so I bought items in sizes I could wear. And so I made sure to buy trendy items which I could pair. And at this time, I had not really understood marketing. So I wasn't sure how I was going to market them. But then I knew, hey, checkered skirts are in. Let me get like five of that. Everyone likes simple, basic crop tops. Let me get a few of that. And at that point, I was still a bit confused because we're talking 2 years ago. I was new in uni. Everything was, you know, still hazy.
Yeah.
So when I got home, that's when I now thought of how to market them. Best believe, I was halfway through the process, but as for how to market them is when I got home. So when I got home, I tried to put them on like a little background, take a few pictures, and back to friends, my good friends. The very first stocking, my friends bought about 80% of the things. My friends really did well by patronizing me. And it would continue like that after a while. So I came to understand it was a thing where it wasn't just about them supporting me. They genuinely enjoy the quality of my product. Because if it's the first time they buy, you can say, hey, we're supporting our friend. But if they keep on buying and buying, it means there's probably something about it. So my friends did a majority of the buying. They looked through the pictures and, you know, they have to also see some of the clothes in person. So they looked through the pictures, they saw some in person, they were impressed, and they bought most of it. And I just had to do a little door-to-door at the time to supplement it.
And I think, you know, you literally turned your friends into customers. And how did you now get the word out? Because, you know, word of mouth is also a very powerful marketing tool. Being able to refer someone and, you know, someone saying, oh, wow, that's a really nice skirt. Where did you get it? And you say, no, actually, my friend makes it. You know, she sells it for this much. And, you know, you can actually contact her. She can get it done within a day or 2 days or whatever. I think that is such a brilliant, you know, strategy just to make sure that your friends buy in, because your friends have friends and they have their friends have friends. So, you know, you'll find yourself with having 20 different people, you know, coming to you, and you have no idea where they come from as well. So, you know, how far, you know, do you want to go with your, you know, fashion business, or rather how far has it come since, you know, 2 years ago?
Pink Street has come very, very far. Pink Street has a number of employees, all part-time, all students. It's mainly a woman-led business. Pink Street has grown in the sense that now, from even the stock we take, I started with a really small bag. I like to always make a joke and tell my friends, every time I want to check the growth of my business, I just look at the bag in which I keep my stock, because I started with a really small bag and now it's grown to bags. And sometimes you are wondering how to manage the stock. And also I have grown over the years. I have been able to keep most of my customers. Like, I'm going from 10 people to 50 to selling to hundreds of students every month. And obviously, we're trying to also create more job opportunities. So that's something we're working at. We're hoping to grow from 4 part-time workers to something higher than that. And we started as just me. And along the line, a friend who was very, very helpful was like, listen, we're going to do this together. And my friend grew from my assistant to my business partner. And we keep going from there.
I think this is absolutely brilliant. I mean, look at you just stepping into your purpose and how it is just working out for you. You know, what are you planning to do, you know, especially now, because you're going to be receiving a lot of growth this year with your business. You know, what are you planning to do with it? You know, what are you planning to achieve with the Pink Street?
This year, Pink Street is launching its own apparel. It's something we have thought of for a while. And we're also a sustainable business. We believe in using sustainable procedures to make clothing. We believe in recycling. We believe in reusing, because technically when you're thrifting clothing, you're ending one life cycle and you're using it to begin another life cycle for the same piece of clothing. So we're hoping to release our own items. We're also hoping to reach wider markets, because we believe that our products are of a certain quality and many other people in the world, across Africa and also across the world, everywhere, Europe, America, they should be able to tap into this amazing package, because not only are items trendy, they're also very, very quality.
And honestly, I can believe that, because the way you receive so much support and what I'm seeing on social media as well, I can definitely attest to that. So also, you know, and you're very young. I mean, 21 is a very, very young age. You know, what does your career look like after this? You know, even beyond fashion.
Okay, so currently I'm in law school.
Oh, wow.
And I'm in my third year in law school.
Wow.
I'm hoping to finish that by next year, and we'll in Ghana we have to do the professional aspect of that. So hopefully in the next few years your girl is going to be a lawyer.
But then
I hope to do Pink Street all the way. I always tell people it's not just a thing I'm going to finish with uni and it's going to be over. I want to go all the way with Pink Street. I want to branch into wider markets. I want to grow Pink Street from a baby shop into an adult shop. I want to be able to look back over the years and see like, wow, we used to sell just this and that. And now we sell much more than that. We make our own clothing. We've employed this many people. We're cashing in. We have this amount of revenue every year. And so I'm really hoping to be able to multitask, and doing law and doing Pink Street has taught me the art of balance.
Yeah.
It has taught me the art of balance. At first, my parents were worried. They were like, wow, how are you going to balance all of this? But then now my parents are so confident because they see me doing it and doing it well. So we're planning to go all the way and have, you know, grow our online shop, have an in-person shop. It gets better from there.
I was just about to say that, first of all, honey, you're a Black African woman. There's nothing we can't balance, okay? Like, we were born to do this. There is nothing that is too difficult for us. We're able to do this. If anything, you know, we are the ones that are really, really capable of doing it. So don't worry about being able to balance. I think nothing, the Almighty One wouldn't give you something on your plate that you won't be able to handle. You know what I mean?
True, very true.
Now, very exciting. And how can we support you? Where can we follow you on social media?
Okay, so we're on Instagram as _PinkStreet. Please do visit us on Instagram, not only to make a purchase, even though we would love it if you made a purchase. Just come look through, look at the different styles, look at how we pair the clothes and get inspiration for some of your clothing. And hopefully, as we restock next month, you guys are going to come and check it out and buy some stuff.
Also, just a heads up, from one sister to another, in South Africa, one of the biggest struggles is finding affordable clothing, especially for university students. When I say it's a huge struggle, I don't even think you get it. Clothes here are super overpriced. They, as much as they are quality, but they're incredibly overpriced. And because, you know, some of the education in South Africa is subsidized for young people, you know, you find them repeating old clothes and some of them are worn out. You know, it's almost like they're forced to have to compromise on clothing, whereas clothing is also just as essential as everything else that you have to buy. So just a heads up, I would tap into the South African market. I wouldn't sleep on it. And what's nice is that the university is actually not far away from where we're broadcasting right now. So if you find yourself in South Africa, please let me know and I will gladly give you a tour to show you exactly where you can find yourself. And I think, if anything, Chuchu, give me the nod. I think she would thrive in Bramfontein. You would thrive. When I say you would thrive in Bramfontein, fashion in SA amongst the youth is one of the biggest industries. And especially because the youth here love thrifting because they don't have a choice. So heads up, just a sister to sister,
thank you.
African sister to African sister heads up. I would look Ooh. Into SA. I wouldn't sleep. And plus, I think last year's Black Friday, we spent about 700 million rand. That's about $20 million just on online shopping. So that's just a heads up.
I appreciate this heads up. And I'm definitely going to look into that.
Please do, honey. That's the whole point of, you know, Channel Africa. It's about connecting the different countries together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, man. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm looking forward to seeing you here soon, seeing you thrive as well, and just seeing your success more than anything. I can't wait to see what you have in store. And I would like, even though, you know, I'm out of tertiary, I would still love to support the work that you do.
Thank you so much.
Amazing stuff. Thanks, Sharon. It is at 7:35 Central African time. You know, if anything, guys, if we're not doing this to support one another, then what are we actually doing? You know, more than anything, I love platforms like this because we are meant to connect each other. We are meant to, you know, expose each other to the different markets. And now I know that in, you know, in Ghana, there's a need for, you know, university support and business and young businesses need that support. You know, I mean, even the exchange rates, I'm going to check them, the difference between the two. So I'm very excited to see what she's going to do with her career. I love young people who are solving the right problems. Love it. Absolutely love it.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.